This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts today on the latest sparring between the Obama administration and those who want to end the administration-imposed moratorium on drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, as we've reported extensively here on this program, two different courts now, the district court and then the 3-judge panel from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, have ruled against the administration, so they promptly issued a new moratorium. Your reaction to this and your written statements are not pulling many punches at all. You've called this sheer arrogance. The moratorium's not based on sound science. What was your reaction to this, and what specifically do you have to say about this current moratorium?
Well, Greg, I think that all Americans are concerned about the situation in the Gulf and about how we should proceed. Certainly, I think the government should be looking at what is going on there and doing what it can to protect against future spills of this nature. However, in this particular instance, first a district court judge and then, as you pointed out, a three-judge panel of a circuit court said that the government had imposed a moratorium without adequate legal foundation for doing so. In part, that was driven by the fact that a group of scientists who had been asked to write a report to the Interior Department saying what should be done, in fact had said they did not believe that a blanket moratorium on deepwater drilling would be a good idea, that it would not improve safety, that indeed it wouldn't limit spills, and that it was not appropriate. Nonetheless, the Interior Department ignored that advice and imposed the moratorium. Now we have a circuit court panel coming out and saying, yep, that district judge was right. And then the government, just out of arrogance, says, well, we don't care what the courts say, and we don't really care what the scientists say. We're going to impose a new, very similar moratorium. In this case, some people would argue the federal government had an opportunity, the Obama administration had an opportunity, to learn from the judge's decisions and craft a narrower moratorium, one that perhaps wasn't just open-ended, 6 months long, no matter what, maybe one that went at problem wells or wells where there were reasons to suspend drilling activities, as opposed to every single well in the Gulf. I would suggest they should have gone after BP. BP has shown itself to be a bad actor over a course of many years. But the administration didn't do that. They imposed a new moratorium, which at least some argue is broader than the original moratorium. I think that's inappropriate. I think it's unjustified. And quite frankly, again, I think, as I said in the press release, it reflects arrogance. There's a balancing that should be done by the government in these circumstances. What can be done and what should be done to protect people and to protect the environment, but what also needs to be done to protect or to look out for the nation's economy? We have a lot of people suffering right now in this nation because government's done a bad job of handling this economy. I think this moratorium is excessively broad and will do more economic damage than it will environmental good.
We've heard from other sources that the other rigs in the Gulf were inspected and found to be in working order. You point out that the scientists have concluded that shutting down these deep water rigs neither improves worker safety nor helps to protect the environment in any way. So has the administration given any answer as to why, despite those conclusions, they're going forward with this?
They haven't given an answer other than the broad answer of, well, we need to wait longer and contemplate the issue further before we decide to proceed. They really have given no answer. I think the reason for that is that this is being done for political reasons to satiate pressure put upon the Obama administration by the environmental left or by environmental extremists, not based on substantive reasoning, because as you pointed out, the substantive reasoning cuts in the other direction.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, and Congressman, you also alluded to a moment ago the economic impact here, and in your statement, you point out that the moratorium, not the overall effects of the spill, but just the moratorium, has caused the loss of more than 12,000 jobs and more than $172 million in revenue just in Louisiana. If this does continue for 6 months across the region, what are we looking at?
Those aren't my numbers. Those are numbers that I drew from an economic source. But I think the answer is we're looking at more economic damage and across the whole nation. I think what Americans need to understand, and particularly we'll say Americans who live in Wyoming or Montana or New Hampshire or maybe Iowa, is that the economic impact of this moratorium holds potential damage for them, not just for people in the region. For people in the region, it's an immediate loss of jobs. But the long-term concern here is that every day we have a moratorium in place, particularly a moratorium that is not necessary, is it increases our reliance or our ultimate need to rely upon foreign sources of energy. If we can't get it out of domestic sources, the Gulf of Mexico, one where we bring it straight to our shores, then we got to buy it from Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or some other country that is not our friend. And ultimately, in the world oil market, when you cut down supply or reduce supply, you increase costs. So there will be economic consequences for people all over this country on down the line, you know, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now. And as some of these rigs leave the Gulf, maybe to never return, and go to Venezuela or go to somewhere off the coast of Africa, again, we're going to creating jobs in foreign countries and losing jobs in America.
Last question before we let you go. We had Senator Vitter on a number of times throughout this crisis, and I know you've worked with him on legislative efforts in the past. He said, and he's not saying that this is the Obama administration's rationale, but he fears it could be, that by how it's reacting to this crisis, it could be making this the three-mile island for the oil and natural gas industry and basically putting it in a position where it can never come back to where it was, and therefore we'd have to rely more on some of these other forms of energy, these cleaner forms of energy, which can't produce the amounts that we need to make everything run. What's your sense on that?
I guess you have to take the Obama administration at its word. And what I mean by that is, I didn't say, but Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff, did say, never let a real crisis go to waste. You can accomplish things you could not accomplish under other circumstances. I think it is clear that people around President Obama, if not the president himself, want to move us away from a fossil fuel economy and want to do it as quickly as they possibly can. And it appears to me they're more focused on using this crisis to advance that philosophical or ideological agenda than they are on solving the problem. And I think that's the big distinction between President Clinton and President Obama. President Clinton was a centrist, but he understood that his main job was to help the American people, the famous phrase, I feel your pain. President Obama appears to be a leftist, but most importantly, he appears not to care about people's pain. If oil prices go up, and therefore gasoline prices and other energy prices go up in this country, the people who will be hurt the most are those who make the least. And it appears that President Obama doesn't care. The way he is handling this crisis is to do just what Senator Vitter suggested, and that is advance the president's agenda of forcing us to try to rely on other forms of energy. Now, I'm all in support of other forms of energy, but as you pointed out, they simply cannot yet produce the quantity of energy that we need.
Congressman, a lot of different layers to this story. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
You bet. My pleasure.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.